Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Atlanta! What in the wide, wide world of sports is going
Man.
On here?
We just get breaking news everywhere we turn.
You know, start the show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. I listen to music when I ride. Sometimes I listen to Andy and Randy today with Sam in there. But, you know, when the traffic is bumper to bumper like it was today, I'm just in my own little world listening to some tunes today. It was Jamiroquai, by the way.
Smooth. Oh, really? Sound. I like Jamiroquai, yeah.
And just kind of mellowed me out so I'm not, like, you know, again, going road rage on somebody. But then, so I didn't hear the news about the Pac-12, at least UCLA, USC thing, until I literally walked in the door and you told me. And I was like, what?
Well, listen, when news breaks, we take it back and get a refund. But it's crazy to think that two teams from the Pac-12 may be going to the Big Ten. Not the Big 12. The Big Ten.
It's like, what?
So, UCLA and Maryland at noon on a Sunday, Mike, with...
Hey, I'm Beth Mullen. UCLA taking on Maryland here in College Park. Everybody's going crazy. Or actually, it would be, hey, Beth Mullen here. UCLA taking on Northwestern as all 46,000 fans rise as the Wildcats take the field. Yeah, I mean, it's just, who gives a... First off, it was dumb enough for the Big Ten. Like, everybody wants to expand. You and I had this conversation, if you listened to the show yesterday during the College Football Report, talking dogs, about the ACC with their 355?
Right? Yeah, 355, like, yeah.
You know, and getting stuck if you're Florida State would play in Syracuse. You know, Georgia Tech's got these rivalry games that don't make any sense. You know, it's just, you know, it's bad enough that you got a footprint with, like, oh, Rutgers. Because nobody gives a fly about Rutgers in the metropolitan area of New York. They just don't. It's like, no one cares. And I get it. You know, you want to be in the, you know, the big markets. It was bad enough when Nebraska left the big, when everybody got their mean on, everyone got so upset about Texas and everybody took their ball and, you know, A&M came here to the SEC and Nebraska went to the, Nebraska's been irrelevant, right, John, since they went. You know what I want? I want a freaking time machine and I want my old college football back.
I want the old Southwest Conference, the Big Eight. Give me all that stuff again.
Look, change is not a bad thing, but I got to be honest. We've had a lot of change in the world of sports, which you could argue is not for the better. I always wanted to see the kids get paid. I thought that was long overdue, but I was hoping some of the adults would get involved in the process first before we got what we got.
How do you only have Southern Cal and UCLA head to the Big Ten? Like, what sense does that make?
Right.
And in all sports and everything, can you imagine what the travel costs are for UCLA and USC to have to travel east to the Big Ten? I could understand maybe the Big 12 and something like that happened.
Right.
But to go to the Big Ten, and it's great. Look, you're going to get Ohio State, Southern Cal, right? Yeah. Michigan, Southern Cal. That's great. But you're also going to get UCLA going to Rutgers and UCLA going to Maryland.
You know, the thing is, though, and you and I were talking about this before the show, for guys who don't remember, it's been a little bit of a while now. For years, it was the Big Ten dragging their feet for the college football playoff. First, we got that BCS, which was, you know, it was what it was, because they wanted to preserve the sanctity of the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. And now you take all that mystique away for the two teams that usually play in it. Usually, it's you. Recently, it was Oregon or Washington. But to have that kind of go out the window, it doesn't make sense to the casual fan. You and I do sports talk for a living, don't make much sense to us either.
Well, the most famous example, Mike, is remember the Matt Stafford Georgia team that played Hawaii in the Sugar Bowl?
Right.
People wanted them to go play Southern Cal in the Rose Bowl. And who did the Big Ten send out there? Juice Williams and that Illinois team with Zook.
Great pull.
That they played out. They were like a 4-5 loss team that went out to play Southern Cal, who was whatever. What was Southern Cal the year? Number one, number two, whatever like that. Georgia finished number two in the nation that year after beating Hawaii. And, you know, everybody went, Why can't we get Georgia and USC? Nope, we got to have Pac-12 and Big Ten. And here comes Juice Williams and Ron Zook from Illinois.
Right.
Who was it? Mendenhall, the running back and
yeah,
all that.
I mean, but Georgia-Hawaii, that booby prize. That was the year that Georgia lost to Tennessee. That's a typical Mark Richt loss you shouldn't lose that year. But, yeah, that's one of the more talented teams that actually had a couple of losses that season. And then, again, you beat Hawaii, and it was a big, colossal nothing of a game. But getting back to it, UCLA and USC reports multiple reports, and we'll get to, we're going to get who was the first guy to break it.
Oh, John Wilner's the first guy who broke it. We're going to try to effort, see if Russ Dellinger can join us from SI because he was also reporting this as well. But John Wilner, who is a syndicated columnist who is based out of San Jose and writes for the Mercury News out there and gets syndicated. He's the first one to report because his tweet is sourced. UCLA and USC are planning to leave the Big Ten as early as leave for the Big Ten as early as 2024, and now other people have jumped onto it.
Yeah. So as we said, aside from losing all of what was, the West Coast is this, Midwest is this, the Southwest is that, and the Southeast and the East Coast is this and that, and all that just goes out the window. I personally don't like Texas and Oklahoma coming in the SEC. I really don't. I never liked the Boston College, Syracuse being added to the ACC as a Florida State guy. This one now it was bad enough like when West Virginia joined the Big Ten
or Big Eight/Big Twelve.
The one thing that we always wanted back in the day. Remember Texas was going to join the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. Remember that. That was out there for about a year or two.
Yeah, it was. By themselves, they were going to join them.
Yeah, so now you've devalued the Pac-12 to the point where, okay, maybe Oregon and Washington, Oregon perhaps will be the bell cow there. But it just you're losing your compass, basically, John, in the world of college football. It's all, it's almost like it's a giant metro conference. It's all a bunch of almost independents, practically.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense for only two teams like that to leave from that far away. I can understand if, honestly, if maybe four teams or something like that, okay, UCLA, USC, Cal, and whatever, pick Stanford. Well, because Stanford's private, but let's just pick up another school, and they all partnered up with the Big Ten. I can understand, but two programs alone
from the same market too in Los Angeles. You'd almost think it would have been smarter. Now, I mean, now here's the next thing. As soon as I heard the news, I immediately thought, well, the Big 12 is going to go out there and start headhunting. Right, and the Big 12 is going to try to go grab somebody from out there to kind of pump that up. I mean, they're adding Cincinnati, which right now looks good.
Well,
but let's be honest, you don't replace Oklahoma and Texas, and I don't think Arizona State or Oregon is replacing Oklahoma and Texas.
No, but if you think about the Pac 12, right, isn't BYU's headed to the Big 12, right? Boise State. I mean, are they going to join a conference?
For years, they were considered too small potatoes in market size to be in the Pac 12.
Right. So are they going to join? Because it's all about TV. Like, and by the way, Mike, the Big Ten has their new TV deal that they're about to announce. So they're about to announce their new big TV deal. If they can include Southern Cal and UCLA in this, brother, that price tag for that new TV deal jumps up through the roof because you've got some massive viewed games. I mean, you get Southern Cal and Ohio State in the horseshoe, in the second week of October or whatever. That's a big money draw. That's a big draw on TV. So that's what this comes down to is what TV markets can we load up on to increase our TV money?
Regardless of the fact it makes no sense, from fans, whether they're used to geographically or rivalry-wise. And, I've got, like, gags here. So Steve, our engineer, he's a young buck, and just graduated from Ole Miss, and he never got to see Oklahoma, Nebraska. Right? It was a game that was one of the biggest games of the year for guys.
Thanksgiving, right? I mean, that Thanksgiving weekend, man, that was must-watch TV.
Keith Jackson and Frank Broyles. Yeah. Here comes Jarvis Redwine. I am hip. It was big time, man. Arkansas was in the Southwest. Where we have it today with name, image, likeness for guys, you millennials guys, that was the wild, wild west in every sense of the word, what the old Southwest was. That was SMU and all those other schools in Texas.
The Southwest Conference at one time had every single member school except Rice on NCAA sanctions. Every single
Everything's bigger in Texas. Yes,
exactly. That was every oil guy that wanted to outdo except for Rice.
And remember there was talk years ago FSU was going to try to get in the SEC, and there was people who didn't like that idea. I mean, this one now, just if you're just tuning in, multiple reports, USC, UCLA to join the Big Ten in 2024. Which is just absolutely asinine. We'll get more on that. The big story that means so much here in Atlanta is we got a dynamic backcourt, Everyone's really excited. The trade drops yesterday. And I saw a bunch of guys breaking it down today on NBA TV and ESPN. Everyone agreed. You know, the draft picks, to be honest, are at this stage negligible when you've got the nucleus that the Hawks have.
By the way, the Hawks keep their other first-round pick for this year. So they gave up the one that they got from – because they got that pick the year before, but it's always been protected. They give that protected pick from – truthfully, from Charlotte, but part of the Cam Reddish deal. Right. But they get to keep their first-round pick this year. So I don't know how – like, this is the biggest no-brainer of all time. Like, how did San Antonio agree to this?
Hey, we'll figure this one out. I mean, look, I don't know anything about DeJounte Murray other than what I've seen on social media. So I don't know – it's not like when Kawhi Leonard was like, get me out of here. You know, he was upset with their medical staff, and that was like a soap opera that was brewing, and he sat out games. Nothing like that here. Hey, we'll also talk in the headlines too, but last night, man, Braves get it done. Kyle Wright was dealing last night.
How's he not an all-star? How's he not an all-star? He's got 9 wins and an ERA at 3 with 96. Mike, he's on pace for 200 innings and 200 strikeouts.
Right. Now, if only Anderson can do likewise and be the guy tonight, that'd be awesome. But chance to sweep the Phillies. The Mets, as you guys know, before the game started, had lost to Houston. So down at 3.5. It's so exciting to watch this Braves team. Every night, somebody else contributes. Every night, you know, you feel good. There's not like when a guy, let's be honest, there's been years you rooted for the Braves and so-and-so's at the plate. You're like, we got no shot. Not to mention the old days before the DH where you knew you were dead, a rally killer. I never thought I'd love the DH. Boy, do I love the DH. But, yeah, man, it's so much fun to watch. And every night, somebody's clicking for the Braves.
Yeah, they've got that clutch gene again, right? I mean, that's the thing, is they have that clutch gene. And, look, you get a chance to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. I think you've got 5 games between you and Philadelphia now. You make that thing 6. Now you've really got them on the ropes, and they're probably not necessarily a contender. They're almost back to 500 now after that loss last night. And to your point, Mike, with the lead down to 3. Look, the Mets are probably – did you notice, by the way, too, that all of a sudden, Scherzer's going to make a rehab start. We might see Jacob DeGrom in Port St. Lucie coming up here in the next week or so. You see how nervous they're starting to get up in New York?
Scherzer just pitching up in Binghamton for the Mets minor league affiliate. So, yeah, look, nothing about the Mets says they're going to fold out because they've got a lot of talent, and they're going to get 2 big pieces back. I still think that team is loaded, and they got an owner who's willing to spend at the trade deadline, which previous owners were never going to let their GM do that. So the Mets aren't necessarily going to roll over and die, but they've never proven they can win this division. Last time they won it was 2015 when they went to the World Series, and since then the next generation of Mets hasn't had the, let's be honest, testicular fortitude to see it through.
Yeah, they've loaded up with guys, but they've never been clutch, and they've never shown that they can last through a whole pennant race through the whole season. So look, I know they're counting on those 2 guys coming back is going to make all the difference in the world. But honestly, some of their offense has gone away. We talked about they got 2 hit shutout yesterday from Verlander. Their offense has not been the same as it was earlier in the year. Let's see, because the Mets and Braves are going to play here soon enough. And if the Mets are going to win this thing, it's going to be because they beat the Braves head up.
Right. Period.
Yeah,
that's it.
Straight up.
Hey, man, we got plenty to dive into. We'll get into this latest wrinkle to the world. I want my old college football back. I want my old college football.
We'll get back. We'll get to the headlines. Don't forget, too, we got the Atlanta United and the Red Bulls coming up later on this evening. That'll be a 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kick. So that'll be part of our headlines when we get back. Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio after the game, Odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Kenny Mayne has joined the Odyssey family with his new podcast, Hey Mayne. Each week, Kenny's going to be talking to some of his favorite personalities in sports and beyond, athletes, musicians, celebrities, about anybody. This week, Chris Berman and Ben Schwartz are on the show. Download Hey Mayne on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Mike Bell, John Chuck, we're in for Carl Dukes. It is Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. About 20 minutes from right now, we're going to talk to Brad Guzan. Is obviously Atlanta United, Mike, going to get back into in action tonight. Kind of a weird Thursday night matchup, but coming up at 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kick.
This yeah, time. Thursday, then Sunday, right? Is that how it would be? Yeah, so yeah. Tough for these guys against a couple of opponents that are just getting them trouble. They beat the Red Bulls famously in the 2018 season on the way to the championship. Big win down here, and then we were able to ride it out up there, and we won on goal differential. But that was the only time we've ever beaten those guys, and that wasn't the regular season. It was the playoffs. They always give us trouble defensively. But we'll talk to Brad. I'll see how Brad's doing, man. That Achilles, just talk about taking the wind out of your sails. Between he and Miles Robinson, we'll see how Brad's recovery's doing, what he thinks of the guys that got in the net right now, and the big picture, because it just seems like we cannot get to break with Brooks Lennon, the latest big injury for the United.
Yeah, and again, as we talked to Darren Eales about the other day, it's not like these guys are, we get somebody injured for a week or two, Mike. It's no. Season no. ending. It's well, 6 weeks.
It's 4 months.
It's 8 weeks.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, okay, now we've got to completely retool the roster. And by the way, the transfer portal opens up, what, in about a week or so from right now, and Atlanta United's already got a couple of moves that they made, the goaltender from Mexico and things like that, so we'll see if Atlanta United is going to get into another move. So we'll talk to him in 20 minutes from right now. First, though, let's get to some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. We can help. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Braves last night, of course, take care of the Philadelphia Phillies, looking for the sweep today as they beat them 4-1.
Finish them!
Kyle Wright, outstanding. Braves pick up their 21st win of this month.
That's got to be some sort of record.
Well, Snicker talks about it, that he thought they could do this all the time.
And just, you know, how they just kind of hung in there and allowed themselves to get it going. I mean, I think we all thought we were capable of it coming out of spring training. Didn't happen the way we wanted, probably. Took a little longer, but, you know, the guys never altered their work, the consistency of their work, the energy with which they play. They kept, you know, they went about it in a very professional way to allow themselves to get to this point and have the month they had.
How about Will Smith last night? I mean, as drama-free as you could be in an inning last night, picks up the save, and obviously Kyle Wright outstanding. Chavez did his job. But how much fun was it just to watch Will Smith just go in and blow a couple of people away and get in, get out.
And no drama. I mean, that's all you were looking for, man. So, great job. And, you know, I always joke around. I'm like, I can't believe Chavez gets guys out with that stuff.
Yeah.
But he does. And sometimes the curveball and the off-speed stuff makes whatever you got left for a fastball look faster, they always say. And, man, struck out the side
struck
last night.
Struck out the side last night. Yeah, he was fantastic. And Duvall had the home run. And
Olsen, another double. Olsen with the record for the Braves, 31 doubles at the half. I think the record was 30 before the half. We've still got a few games off before the All-Star break. So he's got the new Braves record for a half, if there's such a thing, for half a season for doubles.
And, again, a lineup last night with no Ronnie. Gosselin played second base last night. Darno actually DH'd last night on his night off from catching. It was a strange, weird lineup, but they are finding ways to get it done right now. And again, Braves will look for the sweep tonight, and then they'll head out to Cincinnati to take on the Reds for the weekend. Of course, yesterday the big news was the DeJounte Murray trade as the Spurs and the Hawks finalized the deal. Danilo Gallinari draft picks headed to San Antonio. We get DeJounte Murray. Again, the next thing will be what the next move is going to be. And Tony Ressler talked about earlier, actually a couple months ago, talking about if they want to get in the luxury tax, if it's good for business, they'll do it.
Going into the tax does not scare us. Obviously, you want to spend money intelligently. Obviously, you want to run a good business. But for whatever it's worth, going into the tax is not in my view at least, only possible if we are competing for a championship in that season. And therefore, our job is to go into a tax when it's good business, to position ourselves for greatness.
So this is what I've read lately, that it's come down to maybe Atlanta and Indiana for the services of DeAndre Ayton, Mike.
Now, you did this. Me and Carl and I, very excited about DeAndre Ayton. And then Johnny here gave me some stats and some numbers. And is he all he's cracked up to be, DeAndre Ayton? And now you got me wondering, do I want DeAndre Ayton or do I want to see? Here's the thing, though. Have I reached as good as it's going to get with a guy like John Collins, who they're going to want in that trade? And that's where the only reason I'm willing now to do the trade is I just don't know if John Collins becomes bigger and better, or his scoring stays the same, or with this new dynamic backcourt, can they get him more involved? I don't know.
And then once you trade Collins, though, you have to trade Clint Capella, because you're not going to have Ayton and Capella on the same roster with Okongwu. So I don't know. I was reading this morning that people up in Indiana say that everything kind of lines up for Indiana to do it. Of course, then again, Detroit was saying that they had all the resources to get him. I don't know. Again, he's a restricted free agent, so he is going to be a sign and trade. I think it's going to be whoever offers him the closest thing to the max, Mike. I mean, I'd say it that way, but money talks and BS walks, and I think whoever offers him a max contract or close to it, I don't know that Atlanta is willing to do that with him. But whoever's probably going to offer the most money is where he's going to end up.
But it's a lot of folks out there would be fired up about DeAndre Ayton. As I said, I think it runs anywhere from 50-50, 60-40. Every time I run into somebody at the store, at the gym, who's a Hawks fan, like the lady who runs my gym, is like, she goes, and Rashida, she played basketball at Hampton. She actually was a point guard. She goes, I just don't see it with John Collins long term. She goes, she likes when we say, and it's not a knock, but there's just that sort of Al Horford that he's a piece, but he's never going to be the guy. And that's too much money for a guy who's not the guy.
Well,
or is that just the price of doing business these days?
The question, I think, becomes, are the Hawks kind of at a point where they have to trade John Collins? There's been too much rumor and innuendo
that you have to do it now?
Yeah, that you have to kind of move on from him, that you're kind of getting to a point where how do you keep him around and say, oh, just kidding, we weren't really involved in any of those rumors or what happened.
John is a very mature guy when you hear him on the show, and I don't know if he listens. Everybody says they don't listen to the noise, but everyone does, and they all hear it, and whether they acknowledge it or aware of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I would hate to give up John Collins for next to nothing, and they've said emphatically they're not, and that's been one of the things reported too, is that they are not willing to move John Collins unless they get a ready-to-win-now kind of player to add to this roster.
So you think DeAndre Ayton is not an upgrade in any way, shape, or form?
I don't think
Capella around the basket, that's the thing. DeAndre Ayton is a better scorer.
Okay, but is he enough of an upgrade to give up assets and pay him significantly more than Capella? All of that has to fit.
But Capella was eventually going to be succeeded by Okongwu, right? As long as I keep Okongwu and he continues to develop, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's just you're going to pay a guy who does a lot of the same things, and you're going to pay him $10 or $15 million more a year, Mike. That's the
rub.
Right. And you potentially lose John Collins. So right now when you look at this roster, who's your starting power? You lose John Collins today. Who's playing power forward?
Yeah, it's not Jalen Johnson.
No. No. I mean, so who's going to be your power forward at that point? Now you have to go find that position, right? And at some point, one of those shooting guards, Bogey, somebody has to become expendable, right?
I don't mind the other idea also. The other way of doing things is trying to get, like, Bobby Portis in here and then maybe pick up somebody, one of those giant, like, Frankenstein-looking Eastern Europeans with, like, six consonants for a name, just to have some defensive presence when you need somebody to be a rim protector.
You have to find a guy, again, who's going to fill that spot that's ready-made to play in the NBA, right? I mean, trust me, every team in the league right now is looking for this guy and that guy to fill those kinds of roles.
And I know that I get it. Guys are saying, well, Trey loves Capella, but I think Trey right now, he's got bigger fish to fry. And, you know, I mean, look, Trey had the biggest combination, the most successful two-man combination, guard and forward, was Trey, obviously, to Capella as far as assists. But I think with him and you don't think with him and Ayton that would be a much more dynamic combination.
Well, you're betting on Ayton hasn't hit his peak or anything, and he's about ready to explode, right? How many big men, you know, are there that are really dominant players in today's game? There aren't a whole lot. I mean, obviously, Embiid and Joker, and there are some centers that are dominant, but is he ready to get up to that kind of level? Because he's going to command 30, 35 million
a year.
That's
the thing. Once you're going to pay him. You're going to have to pay big. Yeah. And that's what Tony Ressler said. He's willing to get into that neighborhood, which is nice.
Yeah.
As long as we're winning.
Right. I was going to say, as long as it's good for business, right?
The other thing is, it's tough because every conversation I've had with you or with Carl always comes back to it. But how is Nate going to make all this work?
Well, look, until I see the finished roster, right. That's another discussion for another day.
But then we could have that conversation. Yeah, would you lose sleep if we picked up DeAndre Ayton?
No, I mean, I would. It's going to set in motion several things. If it's Ayton for Capella and something else, then that's a pretty easy straight up deal. If it's we lose Collins and then we know we have to still trade Capella, now I want to see what all the other moving parts of this thing is. So we will see. Atlanta United, as we said, get ready to take on the New York Red Bulls. We'll have all your action right here on the home of Atlanta United, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock hip. Here's Gonzalo Pineda talking about how it's big to get something out of this.
It's massive. I mean, we always try to go game by game, right? Because I think it's the right way to go. But yes, especially after, you know, this tough loss against Toronto and the way it happened, and with all these injuries, it's just very important to get something out of this game.
We're not in desperation mode yet, Mike. We still got a long ways to go. But, you know, at some point you have to find a way to find some 3 points. Right now Atlanta sits at 5 wins, 4 draws, and 6 losses.
Yeah, and it gets no easier when we get back 4th of July weekend. Austin is really good.
I mean, third in the West in points.
Yeah, I mean, so there's unfortunately, I've been an inability for this team to play consistently on both ends. You know, and a lot of that is chalked up to the injuries. And when we get things going, we've had tremendous scoring opportunities. You're seeing why Araujo was brought up here. He's been great. Him and Joseph really clicking. When Moreno is rolling, we'll get Almeida back from this his final game for the suspension for getting in the ref's face. But you got all that going on, but you really do need to score. You almost got to be like the Tata United, which this is more of that style. We are throwing a more freer style. Pineda wants to do that kind of style, but unfortunately we're not finishing enough goal-scoring opportunities. I don't mind. Hey, who wouldn't want to see a 3-2 or 4-3 type game, you know? But unfortunately we just can't play 90 minutes. The goal, you know, in Toronto in the 77th minute, too many turnovers, man.
Yeah, and your goaltending at times has been up and down.
And you just don't replace Miles Robinson.
No,
he is just so good at when you screw things up, as Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra told us a few weeks ago. He can track down the guy trying to make the play and make you look better.
Well, speaking of goaltending for Atlanta United, Brad Guzan is going to join us up next as we get you ready for action coming up later on this evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, hanging out with you on a Thursday afternoon, live in the Kia Studios with you. We'll get back into some discussion about this story of UCLA and USC moving to the Big Ten as early as 2024.
What in the wild, wild world of sports is going on? I just want my old college football back, but we'll get into that. A lot of people are losing their mind over it. And we just mentioned last segment, losing our minds over the injuries with Atlanta United. It seems like every single week you just kind of fingers crossed you can get through. Brooks Lennon is the latest guy to go down. And we all got kind of thrown for a loop with our next guest. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's big. He's bald. He's a mother wall. Brad Guzan. Guz joins us, man. And first off, how's the recovery with the Achilles, man? I've seen some of the videos, but how are you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? The recovery, it's going well. It's going really well. I'm getting after it with the rehab, and knock on wood, no setbacks or anything like that. So it's been good. I'm 10 weeks to. This is my 10th week this week, so I'm able to start seeing some real progress with, out of a boot, being able to walk, start doing, I'm in the gym doing tons of exercises, things like that. So that part is good for the mentality, right? Just because you, as an athlete and when you're injured, you want to be able to see some progress, and I'm certainly been making progress.
Brad's on Twitter at BGuzan. You can give him a follow there. Brad, you were on Bally Sports South here recently. How did you enjoy that? And let's ask, is that something that you're interested in doing after your playing days are over?
I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Potentially could be something down the road, far, far, far down the road. Like I said, I had a good time. It was a great experience. The timing of it worked out in terms of, not really being a league game, obviously, but being able to jump up there and see what that is all about. It was a really good experience.
You didn't put any wrestling moves on Kevin Egan, did you, or anything like that?
I didn't. I did get carried away a few times. I forgot that we were on camera. I forgot, that I was broadcasting and.
Right.
I'm yelling out random, words that were okay for TV. So that was positive, but just, random antics and whatnot that normally I'm able to do when I'm back in the goal standing by myself, that all of a sudden I'm standing next to him. So he got a few back slaps, a few chest punches.
Right.
But he's all right.
All of a sudden, there's a breakaway, and Kevin Egan, and now it's 2-on-1, and you hear Brad go, Kelly Clarkson! Anyway, Goose is with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brother, now to lose Lennon, and we'll start chronologically. We already talked about how much you mean to the team, but to lose a guy like Miles, and we talked to Carlos Bocanegra at the training facility a couple weeks ago, and he was saying, if there's a turnover, there's a defensive breakdown, Miles' speed and his athleticism, Brad, could really save the day, and you just can't replace something like that, can you?
You can't. You really can't. And the year that he had last year, right? The year that he was, going into this year with everything that was on the table for him himself personally, you're obviously devastated for him to suffer such a terrible injury, right? But the qualities that he brings to our group and the qualities that he brings to our team, it's near impossible to replace. And when you lose someone like that, it almost has to alter the style and the way that we play, because obviously he's able to put out fires that other players just can't do it, just because of his athleticism and his ability to run guys down and defend. And so you end up, it's not just the fact that you're losing one guy, you're now changing almost, I wouldn't say the identity or the tactics or anything, but you're changing the ideas a little bit of where do we start our defensive line? How do we defend? Do we have to be a little bit more cautious in terms of leaving an extra body or a half a body, someone, a little bit in the towards the back line to protect them a little bit more, just because Miles isn't back there,
Atlanta goaltender Brad Guzan joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And to piggyback off that, Brad, I know injuries are part of the game, and I know, athletes are going to say, look, it's next man up. We have to just do what we have to do. But there is kind of coming to a point where, you're getting so many injuries that are not just a week or a couple of days or whatever.
you know, it's season ending, 8 weeks, 2 months, 4 months. I mean, this team is having to absorb a lot that, you know, in a sport where you can't just, you know, always call up your minor leaguers, right, and bring guys up or go sign guys off the streets. It's got to be getting harder and harder just to try to get any sort of flow or consistency in your lineup from week to week.
It is. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the idea behind fluidity and understanding of the guy next to you that's on the field, right, is that part becomes a lot more difficult because of these crazy injuries. I mean, I've never, one, experienced anything like this, but two, have ever seen anything like this. I mean, if you were to look at our long-term injuries, you know, you would say, wow, I mean, that's near impossible in terms of replacing from a starting 11 aspect, right? But because we do believe in our group, we do believe in the guys that we have within our group, guys have shown that they could step up in play. They've been able to do a job, right, and do it to the best of their ability. But it goes back to that understanding of who's next to you, what are his tendencies, what does he like to do in terms of being on the ball, off the ball, things like that. And that part becomes extremely difficult to get a real, I use the word fluidity amongst the group, amongst the 11 guys on the field. You know what I mean?
Right. It's Brad Guzan with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta United captain, 64 caps for the U.S. men's national team in net. And Brad, you know, we've said it before, but the style is fun to watch. It reminds you a little bit of like 17, 18 and part of 19, because Winara Uju and Almada and Moreno and Joseph, it's a lot of star power moving with the ball. I mean, but it seems like at some point we're going to run out of season. You know, right now we're looking up at the playoff spots, and there's a real beast of the schedule right now, the two New York area teams. Austin's pretty good. Do you feel this team can get on the kind of roll they did last year to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know that we're capable of it. We know that we can do it. And I think that's probably one of the most frustrating things, right? Because we've shown flashes of brilliance throughout the games that we've played, right? It's just the fact that we haven't been able to put together those brilliant plays, those unbelievable attacking patterns, those unbelievable goals that we've been able to score, and then put it together on the other side of the ball, whether it be from set pieces, whether it be from, just cohesiveness and defending as a real unit and a real block. You know, that part has been obviously frustrating. And so when you have those moments of fantastic play, we need to be able to do that now for 90 minutes and make sure that we shore up things on the backside, as well as continue to probe and press forward and have more of those moments where we're scoring goals.
Brad, I don't know how much you know, but when the transfer window opens up, they did bring in a goaltender. They're going to bring in a goaltender from the Mexican League, Raul Gudino. You know anything about him? Have you heard anything about him? I mean, if you can give us any information, because obviously the transfer window is going to open up in about a week or so here.
Yeah, I mean, him and Prata, they've both been at the training ground. They've both been, you know, training with us within the group. So they're excited, one, to be with Atlanta United, but two, it adds some bodies for our group to continue to improve in all areas. And, you know, that's, again, we talk about what professional sports is all about, right? When you lose two goalkeepers, throughout the season, you at some point you're going to have to replace them, right? And obviously they brought in Rocco earlier, and now they bring in Gudino. But that's what it's all about in terms of being at a big club, a club that's able to attract international players, players that want to come to the United States, players that want to come to Atlanta United specifically. That's what it's all about. And so at whatever position it is, we're always constantly trying to improve and make sure our group is in a better place than when we started.
I know it's a tough question to ask, but I got to, I mean, when you go into rehab, and I've never had to do it, anytime I've had anything like any of my L's in the knee, I don't get the surgery. I just hobble around. It's a nightmare, I know, to go through rehab. I mean, do you feel you can get back there and perform at the high level you've been so great the last few years for us? Can you do it again?
No, absolutely. You know, listen, I've, knock on wood, this is my first serious injury, 18 years as a professional, and to go this long, and I'm in a weird way, I'm excited by this challenge. There's days that, you know, are more difficult than others. But with that being said, I know I'm going to be able to get back. I know I'm going to get back in terms of, you know, my ability on the field. You know, I know the type of competitor I am, and I still have that burning feeling inside of me. And so that part for me fuels me every day. And, you know, my wife sees it, my kids see it. You know, if you ask the other injured guys in the gym, the energy that our injured crew is bringing to the training ground day in and day out is unbelievable. And so, you know, we're all getting after it. We're grafting. You know, we're excited to all come back from these crazy injuries.
Last thing, Brad, why is playing at the New York Red Bull Stadium been such a house of horrors for United?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, I don't listen. You know, the stadium's nice. The field's, you know, more times than not, it's the field's in good condition. It's certainly not an intimidating atmosphere when you look at what we play in front of week in and week out compared to Red Bull Arena. But you know, for one reason or another, you know, the success hasn't followed, and that's something that obviously we want to look to change tonight. And I know the guys are going to be up for it for sure.
Well, big guy, tell you what, that was a magical night. Man, first of getting the win at Mercedes-Benz with that giant viewing party at Atlantic Station, watching you guys grind out that win and winning on aggregate and then beating.
For sure.
It's been done, so they can do it. Brother, best of luck. Everybody's hitting us up on the text line saying, hey, say good luck to Goose for us. Everybody loves you, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to get back on with you guys.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff there. And look, could use a win tonight at some point. Got to find some 3 points. You got two tough road games, Mike. You got two good teams in the West coming up at home after that. So we're going to have to find some 3 points somewhere. All right, we get back from the top of the hour. It's time for the NFL Blitz. The Deshaun Watson case just goes on and on. We'll get to all that next.
I think the stenographer's running out of paper.
Yeah, probably. And the lawyers, too. So we'll do that NFL Blitz up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.